Donnie's got to sit down with him and just say, look, Josh, you got to go out and get, you got to go out and take 18 to 20 shots tonight for us. You got to go get us 18 to 20 points tonight. We can't win with you taking the first half to try to set other guys up because, I mean, just to be frank, the other guys aren't talented enough. The other guys, you make all the good passes you want to some of those guys. That a well-run play and a nice pass doesn't do any good when a guy almost shoots a 10-footer through the backboard.
Yeah, I completely agree. I wish Josh would get a little more aggressive in the first half, and I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to get some guys involved in the first half. He said that's what he was trying to do in the Butler game. But when a team goes on a run like NC State did at the very end of the half, you got to have that guy to stop the bleeding. Last year, you know, we had Jordan McRae who could get us a bucket. Jarnell could kind of get us a bucket. We got to have that guy this year to get us a bucket, to stop the bleeding when a team goes on a little run. NC State, I think they finished the first half out on an 8-0 run. And that's where I'd like to see Josh kind of, and once again, I can't really complain about Josh Richardson. He's playing out of position. I love Josh Richardson. He's one of my favorite UT basketball players of all time. He's doing whatever he has to do for this team. But with that said, I'd like to see him just get a little more selfish. And when a team goes on a run, just kind of go try and get a bucket to stop a little bleeding like NC State did at the very end of the first half.
You get no arguments from me. And you know what? It's going to be interesting to see how he develops as we go, because I think that guy's really helped himself as far as his prospects for next year go. I really do. I think he has done himself a world of good.
I completely agree. Jordan, it's kind of like, you know, Josh, he's kind of in that, if you look at the future, the NBA, he's kind of in that tweener position.
Yep.
You know, his position where he's used to playing, he's the three guard. Well, in the NBA, the three position, those guys are usually over 6'8" at least.
That's right. So what I've been told by a scout or two, he's got to play point guard. And he's got to shoot it a little better.
Yeah.
Which we'll see. And here's the other thing about our team. We shot it pretty well tonight. Mostella can't shoot air balls from three-point land. You got to hit something.
No.
And he shot two of them tonight. And you just can't. And I like him. But interesting game. Tennessee made, I think, 11 threes tonight and still lost by 11 points. You're not going to see that every day. You will not see that every day.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there was at one point when Tennessee was going on kind of a little run.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh had scored, I think it was 6 in a row. And then Dietrich, once again, you know, you can't fault a guy like that for taking some shots, but he took a really bad off balance three that kind of, you know, wasn't really close.
Nope.
It's just like plays like that where it's just kind of, once again, he's young. You know, we've got a lot of young guys who don't know how to play the game of college basketball. And that's what I love about this team is that with that said, Donnie gets them in the close game.
Yep.
And they'll learn, you know.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate your call. Thanks, man. I love your passion. Thank you, brother. Call us again. Great hearing from you. Hatfield, any thoughts on what he said, and then we'll go back to the phones.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. This team's got some guys who are still on a pretty good learning curve as to what should and shouldn't be acceptable in college basketball. I mean, when you're the most dominant player on the floor by a large margin, as Mostella was in most high school games, I mean, you can do whatever you want to. You can take a few bad shots, but that ends up costing you in the college game. I mean, you can't. That usually won't work out at the end of the day.
865-200-5402. You were saying, I'm sorry.
Live ball turn. Nothing will kill you quicker than bad shot selection and live ball turnovers.
Nothing. And you know what? There's nothing worse than when you try to scrap and get back into a game like you did tonight, and you get to five, you get that lead to five, and then you take a bad shot. And then all of a sudden it's off to the races again. Then it's eight again. They hit a three, bang, and it's eight, and away you go.
Well, yeah, that's just, you can't, you've got to, I mean, basketball is always by its nature going to be a game of runs. But the main thing you got to do is extend yours as long as you can and minimize the other teams as much as possible. And when you're throwing the ball away in the open court and firing bricks from long distance that are hammering off the backboard and coming almost back out to the three-point line, that just you're just getting the other team's fast break started for them.
Back to our phones we go, 865-200-5402. Tennessee loses tonight to, I think, a pretty impressive NC State team. An NC State team, Barber has struggled for them in the last four games at point guard. He didn't play poorly tonight. He wasn't great. Boy, offensively, they put on a show, specifically Ralston Turner. In fact, the two Southeastern Conference transfers, ironically enough, did Tennessee in the night. Ralston Turner specifically was smoking hot. I mean, that guy, when he shot that last three, wow, wee, did he let it go from way downtown. So we go back to our phones, grab our next phone call. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction / basketball overtime.
Tone, this is Fake Dave Nathan. I love you much.
Hey, Fake DN. How you doing? Hey, you know what real Dave Nathan's doing now, Fake Dave Nathan?
Well, I'm pretty sure. Is he not calling basketball games for Duke?
He's calling women's basketball games for North Carolina.
For North Carolina.
That's proving that God has a sense of humor.
That guy's a cheap.
Genius. A genius.
Tone, I will have to say that, I'm full Donnie, but I don't think that when you get the game down within 5 points like you did twice tonight.
Good criticism.
That you need to give the ball to Richardson and let him shoot that.
Good criticism.
The fadeaway jumper.
Fair.
I mean, he's best when he's driving.
Fair criticism.
To the basket. I mean, when he drives to the basket and he's got his shoulders toward the basket, that's when he's at his best. Not when he's fading away, shooting a 10-footer or a 12-footer. You know, I talk with a Stu Man. I work with a Stu Manitarian, and that guy's the biggest sheep I've ever met in my life for Donnie Tindall.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the guy. But I will have to say that tonight, I mean, look at the two times that we had the game in our – I'm not going to say that it was in our grasp because, I mean, we were coming back every single time. Every time that we had an opportunity to – you know, get the game back in our grasp. I mean, we were coming back from 12, 17 points down at one point in time. I mean, you give the ball to Richardson, you want him to drive to the lane and try to draw the foul, do you not? I mean, is that not what – that's his best game, right?
I agree with that.
Best game.
Yeah, and I agree that tonight I didn't like the shot selection in a couple of those sequences, but that goes back to what we're talking about before, which is – And I'm not going to use youth as an excuse because this is not, but it's just the truth. These guys, when you watch them play, depending on the play you watch, you either go, man, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen, or man,
right.
What in the hell are they doing?
You're so right.
And depending on when it is, it's either maddening in a good way or a bad way. But it's never boring. I'll give them this.
It is.
Through eight
right.
games, they are nothing but, they are not boring.
Tone, I would 10-1 rather be watching this right now than watching last year's run in the tournament.
Totally
and I know
agree.
That was great. And
totally
I,
agree.
I applaud those guys all year long. But I think, that, I mean, these guys, and I'm not going to go complete Jeeker or complete Stu Manitarian on you right now. These guys have a shot to do that. I'm not going to say they will, but it's fun to watch these guys. I mean, and you don't know what you're going to get every night. You definitely don't. But you do know you're going to get a lot of grit and a lot of effort. And you know for a fact that at the end of the game, I knew when we were down 17, we're coming back. I don't know how far back.
Right.
I don't know if we're going to get back 5 or 10. Mm-hmm. But I know we're going to come back and we're going to make it interesting. And we did. And they did twice. I mean, they got it within five. They got it five. I think they got it 5 points twice. And then they took a couple bad shots. And I don't know. You know, I don't know if Donnie needs to, if that's like a, I don't know. Man, I don't know. The guy is such a good, he blows my mind what he gets out of these guys. You know, I don't want him to change anything. But, you know, when you get it within 5 points, I think you might need to pull it back and be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We need to set something up. But it's still kind of helter-skelter, don't you think?
Yeah. And that's kind of the method to his madness. You know, I'm like Donnie. I was talking to him the other day. I said, I mean, you think you could, like, slow the thing down and get a shot? He goes, what are you, a basketball coach? And so he said, what are you, Basile, you gonna come on our bench and draw a play up? He goes, because I like to watch that. I said, well, good point. Take care, Fake Dan. I mean, can you not hear Tindall saying that? Like, you want to come draw a play up? I mean, is that where we're at here?
Oh yeah, I can see that being something he would say.
Oh my gosh. What do you think of Rachel Ray for Rick Ray? Rick Rachel Ray.
She'll probably finish with almost as many conference wins as he'll have this year.
Hatfield, I mean, can you imagine Robert Hubbs on the way out? When do we start getting concerned about him?
Oh, I think it's hit that point, Tony. I mean, I don't see anything that indicates when he's on the floor that he's favoring the shoulder or any of that. So, I mean, he appears to be completely physically fine. So, I think the time, certainly, I think you've got to start being concerned now.
You told me earlier in the season you think he'll get it. You think he'll get it?
I said it, so I'll stick with it. But certainly, every night that he goes out and essentially plays invisible makes it seem a heck of a lot less likely that I'm going to be right on that one.
Give me a couple final thoughts here. And Keith, you were presented by tonight.
Oh, our good friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Nashville next to the historic Tennessee Theater. I think your takeaway tonight is that Tennessee caught an opponent that shot the ball incredibly well, but didn't give up, stayed in the game, got the game down to where it's a two-possession game late. I mean, there are encouraging signs. I mean, certainly getting Jabari McGee hurt doesn't help the situation any, because now you're incredibly thin, and maybe that's how they get Robert Hubbs going. I mean, he was essentially a post player in high school, and hey, at this point, you're already having to play Armani Moore down there. Why not give it a shot?
That's not a bad thought.
I can't imagine it. Hubs is as big as just about anybody else we've got to put down there now.
Wow. Two losses suffered by the Vols tonight in Raleigh. The game and McGee. And which is bigger?
Yeah. Long term, that's a good question. One other thing on the way out, Tony. The only thing more ridiculous than the lighting at this UC game is Mick Cronin's sport coat.
That looks like, what is that? That looks like something that Norman Fell would have worn back in the day.
I believe we now know where all of Wimp Sanderson's clothing went. When
yes!
He
yes!
I believe the Wimp sent his stuff up to the Queen City.
And what must that, now here's the thing about it. What must that jacket look like there in person? I mean, do you get special glasses if you're like in the first 10 rows?
That's one of those deals. Yeah, as Rodney Dangerfield once asked, do you get a bowl of soup with that?
Briny Boy Hartman just asked me if we're going to take the Tindall train down to Georgia on February 7th, Saturday noon game. Think I could get interest, Keith, in doing that, a bus trip down there?
You know me, I'm always up for some basketball, Tony.
I'm going to make a few calls tomorrow.
And we know good and well that getting into the building at Georgia is no great problem.
I thought they'd be better, didn't you?
They'll probably do what they did last year. They'll hit conference play and win some games because they'll grind it out and they'll play hard. But, I mean, they're desperate enough for attendance. Mark Fox had probably set us up. They just want somebody in the building at this point.
Poor Mark Fox. Poor Mark Fox.
Always be careful what job you take.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, man. Absolutely no doubt about it. Well, Hatfield, thank you, man.
No problem, Tony. Enjoyed it as always. Hope the audience did too.
Oh, come on, man. And you were presented by the Whiskey Bar. I mean, geez, these guys here are going to drive me to drink before the year's over. Because they are so, they're fun, but they're maddening, and they're maddening, and they're fun. And so you get to say a few cuss words around your kids. It's not bad, you know?
No, yeah.
Thank you, brother.
As I said, Tony, it was a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Hey, take care. Hatfield's unbelievable. Want to thank my friends at Smartway and also Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Want to remind you, tomorrow I'm live with you in about 12 hours. 12 hours from now on your Tony Basilio show. We've got some surprises for you, some good stuff tomorrow on the program, some no doubt interesting conversation. Till we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, hey, it sure was a lot of fun tonight. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm going to take you out now with a little smoking hot Dwight Yoakam here. I only share this with you because I love you. This is the great Pete Anderson on lead guitar from 1985. Don't try this at home.
Never give a girl a word. can your daddy come on? Well, thank you. Yeah, this is old hillbilly stuff.